Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone. It's now our nursing home show, as we always come in on Wednesdays, and we have our hump day nursing home. As my good friend puts it, she does the Humpty Dance. So this is for Michelle. She might really like that if she listens to this. Anyway, just letting you all know that nothing has changed. The nursing homes are still the same, and they're killing people like usual. I don't mean to say all of that if there are one or two good owners there or people who are actually dedicated to their work, like nurses and nursing staff, who just would have stayed and given their life for staying next to the clients they love. Okay, that I'm not saying. I'm saying the people who just walk out, not give two hoots after their shift is over and bring back COVID, you know, the next day to their, you know, people and not stay over. And there's a lot of things that people, you know, don't know what happened, you know, during that time. There was very little PPE, and people were just, and not even, they got the first, you know, they really got first dibs on the shots, but a lot of the times these shots really didn't do much in a sense to knock out a lot of it. So now we're back climbing up New York once again. I believe, you know, you've got to strengthen your immune system. That's the key to everything. I mean, every disease that you have out there, you must strengthen your immune system. I'm going to say it again and again if I have to, but I'm not going to do that on this show constantly to annoy you, but you do. You have to strengthen your immune system. Be ready for that fight. Let your body be ready for that fight. Eat healthy. I'm changing over. I am changing literally over to a much healthier lifestyle. I have to. Otherwise, I'm going to be 6 feet under if I don't do something about it, because I have very horrible genes right now. I know I have high cholesterol. I know I have heart disease. I know I have in my family dementia, very, very heavy on the dementia. I know we have very heavy on the diabetes as well. And also they're saying, you know, years ago I saw this and now I saw it again, that diabetes is a very key factor on dementia. Dementia, let me say something. This shouldn't be. We're in a what do you call it, big, you know, a big society, and this all should have been taken care of. It should have been knocked out. Now, my belief system, okay, and you could disagree with me if you're a doctor, nurse, or even you could agree with me. There is, you know, a lot of people out there who just don't care, and people are, you know, just literally getting worse by the year. And you just sit there, and only when you walk into a nursing home, you want to cry sometimes. Not sometimes, all the time. All right? I know I do. Not only for my own family, but for what I see. It's just demise, literally constant demise. And if you see that on a regular basis, you know, when you're going to visit your family members or even yourself in a nursing home, which happened to me 4 times over, I stayed in my room. I did not want to see what was going on outside. And I was lucky one time I was in a nursing home. I had a very healthy 100-year-old woman, but yet she also had her own illness. She was blind, which she could have probably lived on the outside, but she needed a little help. But that was about it. That poor old woman, she passed on recently, but that poor old woman had everything to live for. She had a full congregation coming to say hi to her all the time. She was constantly busy. She was the talk of the little nursing home that I was in. But as for me, I wasn't there a long time. But she really changed a lot of my beliefs in terms of what nursing homes are and what they should be and how they should be taking care of the patient. And she made it very clear and very politely, I must add, that people don't belong in them, period. Okay? Now, we have many people who are actually, you know, standing by us and want to see what our results are. Either it be that they want to see us fail, which we're not going to. We're, you know, inner sight sticks to you, and it just sticks hard. And if we fail, we learn, and we just get right back up and do it even harder. So just remember that, all right? We're not going to fail anyway. That's my opinion about it. So, you know, just going back, people don't have the opportunity to save, you know, any money when they're in, when they have disability, to actually seek long-term care where you could just save your money for people, you know, to help you out. No, we don't have that. We have none of that. Okay? Anybody who wants to say otherwise, come to my house and I'll spell it out for you, even with proof on statements. Seriously speaking, we have no money to do that. A private duty nurse or somebody to take care of us, that's where InnerSight's going to be coming in very strongly. And I just am going to take a peek at my phone to see if our co-host made it on or not. Just a second. Okay. In the meantime, I just wanted to say thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for actually, you know, putting together a really nice, you know, listening to us and actually, you know, putting, you know, your two cents in whenever you call in, and also bringing up our listens, okay? That is very important when you help us just by listening and calling in and talking and getting things done. Let me say, that is very important. It makes us feel like we're doing something, we're getting somewhere. And I really believe we are. And the person I've been looking for, Frank Perino, he's my co-host. And I hope he likes the beginning of this because I really felt good about doing this. Okay, thank you. Here comes Frank. Hello, Frank. How are you this evening?
Inner sight, thank you. I'm good. How are you doing?
Doing well. Just worried about, you know, the system. If I can knock it down any old way, I'm going to try.
Well, we want to do it in such a way that it's going to help a lot of people.
Exactly.
You know, not destroy it or hurt anybody.
That's
know?
Not my goal.
What we want to do minimizes the hurt.
Yes, it does. I got to say.
You know,
yes.
Because the money is there, the people are there, you know, and it's time for change. I mean, if you listen to the news, every company has had to change the way they do things, especially in the last couple of years.
Everybody, yeah. Oh, yeah. I think the whole world has changed after this pandemic. It's knocked people down, you know, a couple of notches, you know, off their, excuse me for saying this, but their ego trip. It really has.
Well,
and
I think people realize that, you know, if you don't change, you're not going to get anywhere.
That's true. That's very true.
And the only ones that I see that haven't taking on that policy or the agencies that are supposed to help us.
That's right.
Still the same old stuff.
Yeah.
You know. So sadly. What I want to talk about tonight a little bit is about how these hospitals are affiliated with nursing homes. And, you know, they really shouldn't be. They should be more affiliated with helping the person get back into their home and getting the help that they need, as opposed to a nursing home. Now, how many, here's a statistic you won't find on Google.
No, you won't.
How many doctors, and I witnessed this when I was in Boston personally with Marlene, how many doctors have treated people that have come from nursing homes with life-threatening infections, you know, in horrible conditions, and have treated the person, you know, whatever they do, whatever they can do for them, and then sent them back to where they got the damn infection.
Guess what, my mom.
What kind of crap is that?
Horrible.
You don't do that if you care about somebody.
That's right. It's like you garbage. That's what it means. That's what they
Millions of people.
I know.
We're talking about. So instead of doing that, what they should insist upon is this person, in my opinion, is well enough to go home. I want every precaution taken to make sure that they're safe in their own home. That should be the policy and the attitude, and that's how the money should be better spent.
Yeah.
Instead of all that money, $196 billion going to these nursing homes, and these doctors are sending people back to that.
Yeah.
That's horrible. They did it to Marlene more than once.
I know. They did it to me.
Marlene would have been
times.
A lot. Marlene, a woman that we were helping in Boston, by the way, she would have been a lot better in her own home.
Of course.
With the help she needed, she would have responded better. She would have been happier.
Definitely.
You know, and I believe that through Inner Sight, she could have gotten into that wheelchair and gotten back into an active life.
Yes,
she
could. Very much. Yeah.
So
she needed
part of the problem.
Exercise and stuff, and better people to take care of her, and just all around. But she had one or two people who even got fired for taking care of her, which was amazing in and of itself. That's dedication in my
mind. I know of one.
Yeah.
Went out of her way to help her and did things for her and all that. And they fired her.
Yeah.
She was the head nurse, too, by the way.
Yeah. That's crazy.
So,
really?
The problem gets worse when you have these doctors and these social workers that are feeding the nursing
home. The system. Sorry?
They're feeding the nursing home. They're sending people there.
Let me explain what happens when you're in that predicament. Okay, say, for example, okay, for argument's sake, you're lying down in a hospital bed and you're recovering from a surgery. I'm giving you something simple, okay, which can happen to anybody, okay, at any point in their lives. They're requiring, you know, a little bit extra care because they're not moving around like they normally do. Well, that does not, the surgery does not, it depends on the type of person you are. If you thrive and you're going well and you could handle an acute facility, which is very strong rehabilitation, I might add, for a person who just had surgery, they might not be able to handle it. So they put you in a subacute setting, which is the nursing home. Whenever somebody mentions subacute, run hard, okay? That's my biggest fear. Whenever I hear that, I want to just run. So the doctors evaluate you. Okay, they order physical therapy. All right. So the physical therapy comes in and says, okay, this person's a danger to themselves because they can't stand freely on their own. They need to go to physical therapy first and then go home. That's the area where you're being stuck and bottlenecked. Right there, when the doctor says, listen, I need to call in an opinion from the actual physical therapist, well, you are then stuck into, you know, that whole system. And you're now, you know, then if they evaluate you and they say you need a two-person assist, let me explain what that means. Two people are required to make you independent. They have to help lift you. Okay. in addition to
they do everything in connection with keeping you in the nursing home.
That's correct.
They don't want to send you home.
No,
the proof is there. When we're working with the Mary and Maureen, and Maureen, who's totally blind, by the way, asked the social worker in the nursing home, help me find an apartment. They refused to do it.
That's right. They wanted to stay.
They only did it after Inner Sight
came in.
Yeah.
Then
they helped them find an apartment.
It's true.
Because they didn't want the bad publicity.
That's right.
Let's back up a little bit. Why do they send the person to the nursing home? Why don't they do the whatever rehab is necessary right there in the damn hospital where the person is? I mean, that doesn't make any sense. To send them to a place that has a horrible safety record.
That's the way it used to be, Frank.
And in danger of losing their home and their money.
And their land. It used to be that way. It used to be that way, yeah, because I've been in rehabs before, and it used to be that way. But what it is they're separating the two types of people. The person who has to slowly be rehabilitated as opposed to the person who can handle fast, and constant rehabilitation, which is the acute. The acute, they give you, for example, if you are, you know, within a day's, say, rehabilitation, you'll be going to, like, occupational therapy. You'll be going to recreational therapy. You're forced to literally keep going on that. And then maybe physical therapy again later on and occupational therapy again later on. So it's much more hard work, I would say, and a lot of these elderly and disabled
can't
do it.
If the money was spent properly, everybody could benefit from it. I don't care what you call the condition or what it is.
It doesn't matter to me.
It doesn't damn matter. They want to keep the nursing homes alive. That's why they're doing it.
That's it. Now you got it. Because
that's what it is. It's the whole damn thing. Keep the nursing home going.
Well, that's their shining area.
And doctors should know better.
Yeah, no.
They know how bad these nursing homes are. They see the people coming from them to the hospital.
So bad. Oh, yeah.
They know it.
You know, the bad thing that comes from this, really, is when people just don't want to listen to what is going on. You're telling them, listen, this is what happened. Oh, it can't be that bad. You know, people always second guess what I say. Okay, come with me. Let's go visit my mom and this and that. And you tell me. One person did do that. And they said, oh, never again. I can't see your mom looking like that. It looks so horrible. This is before I moved her over to, the quote new nursing home, and it's also before we spoke and stuff like that, you know, together, my mom and you know, I, to move her to the like I said, the other nursing home. We got her there, and then COVID hit, and that was it. It was at the end for my mom. It was a trail to the end. It was a horrible
trail. Yeah, and the secretary said, it was on the headline of the Able News. He demanded an investigation. I forget the guy's title, from the state health commissioner, I believe it was.
Yeah.
And how he said that even before the COVID came in, the nursing homes were extremely high in infectious disease, germs and all that. Even before.
Yeah.
We read that headline on Inner Sight. It's documented. You read it. I had you read it a couple of times.
Yep.
So it's not, there's no excuse. There's no damn ass excuse. These nursing homes should be turned into accessible housing, something that would help everyone.
But not only that,
you know,
it won't make these people's brain deteriorate faster than they are supposed to. What you're doing is putting a person who has dementia, like my mom, okay, in a facility that just doesn't do much with people. And it's terrible, really terrible, Frank. And I was forced to put her in there. That's the problem.
They don't want to,
you know,
do anything for people in there.
No, they don't.
No.
Nope.
They lie about it. I caught them in that when they had the demonstration. when the union demonstrated the aides and all that, and said that they're overworked and all that.
Yeah.
You know, if they're so overworked, why don't they insist upon the home health aides coming in and helping their client?
Oh, bull. They won't do that.
It's a bunch of bull.
It is.
Such a phony demonstration that was. You could see right through it.
You know why? They would never ever want that. Never. Because you know why? They want to keep the money themselves. You got it?
Yeah, but also
want,
that would prove that the person can go home.
That's right.
The aide can help them.
You know, I know there's going to be a fight when it comes to my turn. I have that gut feeling I'm going to be participating in, not a fight like a fist fight. No, no, everybody don't get it. Inner sight is not violent. But just think about it's going to be a fight. They're taking over my life. Okay, this is my life. Okay, just because I
can't move
around.
Wait a minute, they're taking over. Why? I don't understand what you're saying.
What I'm trying to say is, if they decide, you know what, you know that I belong in a nursing home at any point in my life, I'm gonna fight like heck. You know, I can't say the words I want to say, but I'm gonna fight like heck. Really, I am, to say the least.
Yeah, well, anybody would, you know.
Yeah.
The problem is, unless you have the money to do it,
get
how are you going to do it?
Well,
that's the whole thing, see?
Yeah.
If you had the
you
money,
have to just do it.
And you could prove to a judge, you know, I have the means to stay in my own home and get better help, then you got a chance. But you got to have.
See, that's the problem.
The
they
finances.
Don't give you enough means to stay in your own home. Now, my aunt is experiencing that right now. She just called me herself and then said to me, you know, I really want to go, you know, to New York, but it's going to be cold. I really don't want to go to New York. I'm in a bind, and I don't like having to be in that bind to be cared for, you know, by other people. I want to be closer to my family. But, you know, then I lose for my health the warmth that I have in Florida.
Oh, she's conflicted.
I should listen. She's very
much conflicted. Which causes stress.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I should
say,
she's
conflicted because
the
money
comes,
is not being used in the right way to help her be in her own home.
That's right. I told her I'm working on it.
That's what the bottom line is.
Yeah.
Anyway, I
want to
recognize a few people, and we'll get back. See if anybody's on the phones, and this is our nursing home show, and the solution is simple. Turn the nursing homes into accessible housing. Put people in their own home with the help that they need, and one of the ways that that would come about is you mandate the agencies to start raising money to help. That way you cut the government cost spending. Anyway, Big East, the Akita Rescue, and Joanne Diamond, the Akita lady down there in South Jersey, 609-388-7004, and I believe it's June 5th for the Whisker Walk. Wait, have I got the right date?
Yes, you do.
Huh?
Yes. Yes, you do.
June 5th,
mm-hmm.
Whisker Walk. And where you get to see all the Akitas online, and you can donate, and help save them, help rescue those.
It's
and I'm hoping that that my guide dog, Akita guide dog, Charabelle, will be able to be a part of that, because we'd like to help too. We'll let you keep you posted on that. All right, Inner Sight, Big East Akita Rescue at Verizon.net. You want to email them. Let me give that again. Big East Akita Rescue at Verizon.net on the email. And thank you, Bear. All right, Inner Sight means freedom. Advocates for the Disabled. Our phone number is 631-224-3090. And we're here 5 nights a week, 8 to 9, New York time, on the blog talk radio. Let's see, all the beautiful children of the world. Go an extra mile for a child. Corey Foster, Avanti Oquindo, Baby Royalty, Little Tommy, Ollie Campbell, a few of the youngsters that we honor here every night. If you'd like to have your child included in that list, please let us know. We'd be happy to honor your child. It doesn't have to be a child who's deceased, by the way.
Yes.
Could be, you know, either way, living or deceased. We'd be happy to put their name in the list. All right, Inner Sight, go an extra mile for a child, we remind you. Let's see, Kennedy Realty, Islip, New York. Buy a house, sell a house, get some good info. One of the benefactors of this show keeps it going. Mr. Kennedy, 631-888-1186. You need some info on real estate. Give Kennedy a call. There was an item today on the news about the mortgage program, so you want to get the right information. 631-888-1186, Kennedy Realty. He's a great guy, and he cares.
He
obviously, donating to Inner Sight shows you he cares.
Oh, yeah.
Let's see. What else we got? Oh, you got the Able News hanging around there?
Yeah. Hang on. Let me get back to the... Oh,
Able
goodness.
News. In the meantime, while you're looking for that, nobody starved on Long Island. My buddy Gary,
631-484-3890,
I believe it is, yeah. Dog food, cat food, and medical for your animal. Nobody stopped on Long Island.
3890? I got to look that up.
Huh?
I'll look that up in a second.
484-3890, I believe it. Unless I got it wrong, we'll check it. We'll double check it. How about that Able News?
Yeah, I got it.
Here we go.
Able is the newspaper for, by, and about the disabled. It has served the disabled community with all the news that pertains to people with disabilities, including accounts of events, columns written by various experts, and a variety of informative articles in a large type format. The input of the disabled person is a priority. Able also has a personals page that boasts two marriages, a classified section to buy and sell items, and various informative ads by different vendors. Able is now online. Visit ablenews.com and sign up for your free subscription.
All right, Inner Sight.
I have the number. When we're
around
ready.
The world, and we got a correction on a phone number. 631, go ahead.
631-484-3085.
384-3085. Nobody stopped on Long Island. Yes, and our nursing home show tonight. By the way, I want to thank Suffolk Bus. Got a call yesterday from the vice president of Suffolk Bus.
Wow.
And we thanked them for being a part of Inner Sight. I want to thank SILO, Suffolk Independent Living Organization. And if you need any info on advocacy, they have an event coming up on self-advocacy. I don't know the date. They were supposed to send me the date, but I'll try to find out. Self-advocacy, SILO, Suffolk Independent Living Organization, that's here on Long Island. 631-880-7929. Any information you need about the disabled, if they don't know it, they could look it up. So give them a
basically,
call. 631-880-7929. Silo. All right. Nobody in their right mind wants to go to a nursing home. All right. That's a fact of life.
Yep.
You know, fact of life.
Very true.
And even sometimes when a person is mentally distraught, they'll understand that they want to stay in their own home.
That's true. Like, I'll give you an example. My father really wasn't talking anymore when he first, with his dementia, he started not talking. But his eyes did all the talking. It was a totally different person when you looked at his eyes. And I knew he didn't want to be there because he would find a way to get down into the front area. That's why they had one of those things locked to his leg so he wouldn't, quote, escape. Now, I don't know about you, that just so reminds me of a jail, you know, and these people did nothing wrong. So that bothers me a lot, you know, to know that there was like an ankle thing on my dad's leg, and he used to sit and just watch, you know, the people coming in and out and waiting for my mom to pick him up so he can go to the next visit everybody. And it was just a regular day. And he remembered that he was picked up in the beginning when he first had his problem, but then it dwindled off because he was getting worse and worse with being able to stand up because they weren't giving him any physical therapy at one point, which really bothers me. I think no matter what, that should continue throughout the home because you're getting worse just by sitting there. And you should have physical therapy at all times, you know. Even if it's stopped with insurance, you could easily approve more physical therapy.
All right. Now, let's know that there's millions of situations, cases like this. But let's take Lou, your dad, and let's project. What if he was in his own home?
All right? Oh, my goodness.
And he had... He had what he needed, you know. Do you think he would have responded a lot better?
Oh, hell yeah. Yeah. Definitely.
I mean, the physical therapist could have come in. Let's enumerate. The physical therapist could have come to the home.
Right.
The nurse could have come. Now, you know, this is assuming that the money is being used in the right way. What we're talking
about.
That's right. The nurse could have come as needed.
What?
All right. If he couldn't get to the doctor's office, the doctors make house visits. You got to pay for
it. Yes, they do.
See?
Not really. Some of them now, after COVID, they have a special service where they... You know, they could come to your house if you're really bedridden or you're really severe with COVID.
Well, that's even better.
The
point is the resources are there for that.
Right.
And with our ideas, the government would even be spending a hell of a lot less.
That's right.
You know, mandate the agencies to raise the money, bring in the telethon.
Right.
You know what a guy... like Lou.
Yeah.
I may have met him once.
You did.
I'm not sure. But
yeah, you did.
A guy like Lou, getting up, getting all this care that we're speaking about, you know, and some of it could have been holistic because he's in his own home.
That's right.
You know, getting all this care. And you take a guy like that and you say, hey, Lou, would you say a few words on television about are you happy, what's going on, you're in your...
He would have knocked him on their ass.
Yes, he would have.
Are you kidding me?
He would have been happy.
One story would knock him on their ass, and we would have many stories.
Wow.
This is a dream, and it's going to come true.
Definitely.
Because people don't belong. I said on one show, and I'll say it again, the people that are upholding these nursing homes and believe in them are fighting against God.
That's true.
I believe that, you know, and I got that from Jesus himself. When he told the people that were persecuting the Christians that they're fighting against God and they'll never win. You know?
Oh, yeah.
So there you
have
that. And, you know, we got to find people who agree with us, people who care.
Definitely.
Anybody on the line?
Let me take a quick look. Just us right now.
All right. I wanna, if you think it's a good idea, that is, I wanna, it's your show, but I wanna enumerate how this whole thing will work.
Go ahead.
You know, to let people know, all right?
Yeah.
What you do is you keep a person in their own home. Each person's different. You know, you have them evaluated by a holistic social worker, preferably.
Yeah.
You know, you have them evaluated. Then the main thing is the money, okay? Now you have the agencies would be mandated to raise the money, you know. So each agency can come forward and say, "Hey, we'll pay for the nurse." Another one can say, "We'll pay for the doctor's visits." You know, we'll pay for the extra aid, and then you have what we call the Volunteers for Freedom, where you don't have to pay them; you reward them.
That's right.
You know? Every agency should contribute to that fund. You know?
That's true.
Now, the money, the bulk of the money, would come from telethons. I'd like to see them twice a year.
At least.
You know?
Or even fundraising in between the telethons.
Well, yeah,
the
agencies can constantly fundraise with this, and you got public service information, you get the word out,
right.
And now with the Facebook and all that,
because you then get a whole bunch of people saying, you know, I missed that last one, but do you have this, that? You know, I'd like to know. And they will let you know. You know, you'll find out that's what you have or you don't have. You'll know right then and there what's going
on. And the whole time you have the construction going on, turning these places into accessible housing, you know, where people can have a permanent place to live.
Wow, see?
That's how the whole thing works, world. You know?
Yeah.
I said last night, and I'm going to repeat it tonight because it's worth repeating. Every agency who cannot do something to get rid of these nursing homes, every agency in Suffolk County, New York, all right? Because outside the county, if they're state agencies, they may not be able to do it. But I know that in Suffolk County, agencies can donate to us. I got the proof. Silo is one of our sponsors.
That's it.
So every agency, every year, should donate $1,000 to InnerSight for the purpose of turning these nursing homes into accessible housing. Can you imagine how we would be able to get started if that would happen?
Yeah. That would be perfect.
How many agencies you got in Suffolk County?
A lot.
Got to be, somebody told me one time, at least 125, I think.
Wow.
That's $125,000 in the kitty every year.
Wow.
First thing we would do is hire a public relations company.
Yeah.
All right.
That's
and
the
we would we would ask somebody like John Corrado, what do you recommend?
That's true.
Because they've been in business for over 50 years, they know what they're doing, and they donate to InnerSight.
That's right.
They set the example for these agencies. They donate more than $1,000.
Yeah,
that's
true.
What we need. You can't do anything about it. All right, you're blocked by the state. You can't take a hand directly. Raise $1,000 for InnerSight. You can do that.
That's right. Yeah.
Silo does it. They're in with
the
state and the government.
Definitely.
I'd like to compose a letter. If we can get a list of these agencies and send it to all of them on email with that idea.
Definitely.
I think it's a great idea, a great way to start.
I think so too.
And in the letter, we would tell them how we're going to spend the money, and they would have an accounting of that, because we'd have a public relations company on board, so they could see
That's
for themselves.
Right. Definitely.
Can you imagine the news story that would come out of that?
Oh my goodness. Be good. It'd be a humane, I don't know if they call it humane, human story.
I'll tell you what'll happen. There'll be such a beautiful news story that in the summer, when all these movie stars are out east, somebody would say, hey, this would make a great concert. Let's do it.
Oh, yeah, that'd be nice. Let's do it.
That's
instead of a telephone,
what would happen.
Let's do a concert.
That's what would happen if all these people came together.
Definitely.
And I've seen it happen before. 1972.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
When I got Stevie Wonder and Ray Charles together.
Mm-hmm.
It can happen again, world.
Yes, it can.
We've
got to
make it happen again for all these people.
Stevie with you.
Who are helpless.
Yeah.
In these damn nursing homes. 213-816-1650. Somebody told me, and she's a, I won't mention her name, but she's a blind social worker, retired now. She said, Frank, you're a dreamer. I said, you better believe it.
Yeah, you
and
always
do. I'm in good company.
Good.
So was Martin Luther King.
Right, and so was I. Always a dreamer, more spontaneous than you, but I'm definitely a dreamer.
Anybody on the line, we'd like to know what you think of our ideas.
Oh,
don't be afraid to tell us. You think we're crazy? You think, you know, I mean, let's
probably
hear it.
By half the people, we're kind of crazy. People argue with me. That's the thing that I get, argument about it.
Look
now,
what they
how
said
you
about, look what they said about Joan of Arc.
Oh, yeah. They said a lot of things about her.
Hundreds and hundreds of years ahead of her time.
Oh, yes, she was that little girl.
You know,
we
talk
have Lily,
about
by the way.
Women being brave.
Yeah, right.
You know.
Yeah.
All right, InnerSight, let's see. Tomorrow night
Lily.
Television reruns, 11 o'clock, Manhattan Neighborhood Network. 1997 on the channel 3 on the Spirit. That's tonight, by the way, tonight.
Yes, it is.
At 11. Tomorrow night on Altice, 7:30, the reruns are still on. You know, some of those reruns are very timely because we did a couple of shows on nursing homes that they're playing over and over and over again. So
good. I don't care how many
times.
It's over. We need it.
We need it.
Yeah, knock some sense.
And I think one or two of them we may have. One or two of them we may have had your mom on.
Yeah, we did. Yeah.
All right, Inner Sight.
Sad to me, but yeah, I got to do it. The show must go on, right? We have Louis, by the way.
Oh, Louis's on the air tonight. He was on last night.
Yeah. I think he wants to say hi to me, I think.
All right, put him through. Put Louis through. Louis the Lip on Inner Sight.
Hey, Louis.
Hello there.
Hey.
How you doing? I heard you.
Yeah.
You did a lot
how
of
you doing, Suzanne?
A little better than last night. I was super tired. I think it's the, you know, me going into, you know, surgery and everything, and the anesthesia just makes you extremely tired, and that's what it did for me. I'm not used to it. So
yeah, right.
Very,
I know.
Very tired. Yeah.
I was at the Suzanne. My family went to the Olive Garden on past Sunday.
Oh, really?
Mother's Day.
Oh, nice.
With your mom.
We used to do stuff like that, but now everybody's not with us, unfortunately. So that's that. We ate at home with Chris's mom, and we had Mother's Day together with her. You know, something small. Yeah.
Hey, Louie.
Talk to me.
I got a question for you.
Okay,
take it away. Did you ever visit anybody in a nursing home?
Oh, yeah.
Nursing home? I don't think so.
Oh, all right.
Yeah.
Good. Glad to hear that.
Yeah, because it's really sad being in there.
You're lucky.
I had meatballs, spaghetti, and marinara sauce, and sangria, and salad, and breadsticks.
Oh, wow.
Gee, you ate enough for the whole week.
Yeah.
You're so bad.
I drink a whole big glass of sangria.
Oh. A tall one or a small one?
A tall glass.
Oh,
were you able to walk home or did you drive?
Walk home?
Boy.
Nah, drive. my father was driving.
Hey,
yeah.
Not only couldn't I walk home, I couldn't walk at all.
Oh, whether I'm wrong, whether I find a place in this world never be wrong, I gotta be me. I gotta be me.
Here he goes.
See the me what love I am. I'm alone.
Wait a minute. Are you still drinking the sangria?
I think he is.
Yeah. At Olive Garden.
I knew that.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's funny.
Yes, it is.
You should sing that song on Friday, too. And you're going to do some Ricky Ricardo for us Friday.
Yes, I heard. You can improvise.
Suzanne, I talked to him, Frank Perino, through his cell phone yesterday.
Well, that's great. I'm glad you guys got the ability to use Frank's cell phone because when I'm not feeling well, oh, goodness, I have to, you know, be off the show, and I don't like that. So at least you could let the show keep running, which is good.
Well, are you
proud
of me?
Yeah.
Very proud of you. You did a great job.
Yeah.
I heard some good things from Frank that you did.
Yeah. And I'm doing a Lucy. Where'd you get my shirt? And furthermore, never buy my shirt in my pants without asking my permission.
There you go.
Yeah. I thought Ricky Ricardo and Fred Mercer's clothes to the secondhand store.
Oh, yeah.
I remember.
Yeah.
Thrift shop, yeah.
Yeah.
he took his good shirt.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He starts yelling at her in Spanish. That's funny.
I think so.
Yeah. And Ricky goes to rehearsal at a nightclub, the Tropicana.
Yeah.
There you go.
That's he works there. He's a band leader.
Yeah.
There you go.
He's
have you ever been to the
tie.
Tropicana?
What?
Have you ever been actually to the Tropicana? I have. It was kind of funny.
No, not me.
I did.
Yeah, what did you do there?
Weird. Well, it was 130th anniversary for the law firm that I was working for. And they booked reservations there for all of us to eat. Every single person in the firm ate, drank, and they were very merry before they got home. And we were in gowns and everything. So it was like a Christmas party almost. Big Christmas party at that. So I didn't.
Are you're
too
talking
much
about the Tropicana in Las Vegas.
Yeah, well, there's one here too.
Right.
No, I'm not. There's one in Jersey, like the Tropicana. There's one
where there was that.
And then there was also, we had another thing over in the Copacabana. We had another one there. We were able to listen to all different Spanish music. That was fun too. They had all different bands and stuff, and we listened to it. That whole year was all fun stuff. You know, then the year later, they laid us, the most recent people who came in, which happened to be me, we were laid off because of the economy and the banking industry. So
they spent too much money at the Tropicana.
People who were there last got laid off first, which stinks.
All right. Inside, listen, thanks a lot, Lou. Don't forget to call in Friday.
Yeah, don't forget.
Yeah, my name is Señor Ricky Ricardo. I'm going to talk to Gilda Reiner. We'll talk about the SNL, and also I Love Lucy. And I got to teach him how to do a babaloo. I'm going to give a love drops and sangria to Rosanna Dana. I want to give some to Connie and Chrissy, too.
Love drops to Connie
All right.
and Chrissy.
We'll
what
hear
flavor?
From you on Friday.
Like
okay. I'll be ready to hear your ringy dandy, okay? I'll be there with a phone call. I'm going to have a lot of wacky fun on the phone, you know.
Okay.
That's it.
That'll be
yeah,
fun.
Thank you, Suzanne and Frank.
You're welcome.
Anytime, Lou.
Anytime,
love you.
Hey, we love you also, Lou.
All
okay.
right.
Feel better.
Thank you. Take
and,
care, Lou.
Friday night, don't forget, you want to have some fun, tune us in.
Yeah, for the Follies.
8 to 9. I want to thank my buddy John from Long Island for his donation to InterSight.
Yes, thank you, John.
Greatly appreciate that.
Mm-hmm.
He's been donating to us every month now.
Oh, wow. Tell him thank you.
He's a real cool guy. And
yeah.
You know, he doesn't believe in this system that
no.
is tearing people apart.
Sure is.
And not allowing people to live a so-called normal life.
Decent life. Not even normal. It's past normal. Normal,
yeah.
to me, is a kind and word, but not what they're doing to us. This is not normal anymore. This is just evil, cruel at times when you
They had a thing on the news tonight, NBC, the business news, that all this economic stuff is going to lead up to a larger a plus in Social Security.
Oh boy.
You know? Now,
sure,
what good is that? Let's just take the people in the nursing homes. They're not going to get that money.
No, they're not.
It's going to go to the damn nursing home.
That's right.
And then all the rest of us who are on maybe Section 8 or something like that need help.
you won't see most of that money. But they'll raise your rent.
That's right.
See? So this is the kind of situation that we deal with. And remember, world, we work not only for that money, but we work as government advocates to make everything accessible.
Yes, we
That's
have.
That's the government's job. Didn't they
That's
do
right.
that job for everybody else? Well, the hell, they didn't
nope.
do it for us.
No, they didn't. They didn't do a good job either. I'm going to say that straight up. You know, I don't pull punches either, Frank. They didn't do a good job, and now the job is left for the people who are sitting down in the wheelchairs, also blind, also I could keep going with how many disabilities that job has been left for, okay? And that's not fair.
Yeah.
Isn't
and
it?
They're using our money, that money
yes,
that's supposed to be there to help us, our money to keep people in horrible nursing homes.
That's right. I got it.
And that's the truth. That's it, man.
Yep.
So we're determined to pull this off.
Definitely.
Some way, somehow, somewhere. It's like that Bernstein West Side Story song. There's a place for us. Somewhere.
Yes, there is. Yeah.
You know, we'll find a new way of living.
That's right.
A way of forgiving.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
That might
We're
be hard
looking.
For some people. But you know what? Your best bet is to do so is forgive, forget, move on, and get where you need to go. People have
We're
to
not looking
realize
for vengeance.
That. No, we're not.
We're looking to change a system. Vengeance belongs to the Lord God.
That's right.
See, if we were looking for vengeance, we'd be wrong.
That's right. Too
we're
wrong.
Looking to show people
right.
love. You know, there's a word in Greek. It's agape.
Right.
It means spiritual love. Not the romantic kind of love.
Yeah.
Spiritual love.
It's beautiful.
And that's what Inner Sight is about.
How do you say the Greek way again?
Agape.
Agape.
The Greek word.
Am I saying it right?
Greek word that I learned many years ago. Agape.
Oh. Agape.
All right. Did you
okay.
get a signal?
No, not yet.
All right. We're going to... We got about 3 minutes left. I want to thank everyone.
No, 2 minutes.
For
exactly.
Go ahead. You can end the program.
Yeah.
Whatever way you want.
What I'm concerned about, what we should also, you know, concentrate on is how these hospitals are getting the information and maybe find a way to, you know, say, hey, this is not supposed to determine. I got the warning now, but it's not supposed to determine people's way in which they live within these housing complexes once we get them built. That's the concern that I have. And that will be done, I think, by, you know, getting the aides, you know, train them properly and get them in to help people. So that's our goal with that.
Well, the aides are already so-called trained. I mean, they can always be improved, you know.
Yeah. No.
Anyway, Inner Sight. Thank you so much for listening. Goodbye, world.
Goodbye, world. Inner Sight. And just give us a call if you have any ideas or you'd like some help at 631-224-3090. And we'll be glad to help you with anything you need. And good night, everybody. And I hope everybody has a great week. The rest of the week. This is our hump day. Okay. And take care of yourselves. Have a good evening. Okay. Take care. Bye-bye.